Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
So we're going deep on this one, really deep. We're talking 1974, a forgotten village in Poland, and a woman named Uspieta. But this isn't just your typical spooky story. We're dealing with some heavy stuff here, like narrative analysis, even some strange ripples on Instagram. And yeah, it's unsettling, to say the least.
Unsettling is putting it mildly. We're not exactly dealing with a cold case here. This is more like dissecting a nightmare, you know,
yeah,
the kind that sticks with you. And to understand it, we got to start at the core with this Uspieta and the whole mess that went down in her basement.
Right, Uspieta. She was a healer, but then she starts making and selling these, well, spiritual keepsakes, these amulets. That's the part that really gets me, you know. What makes a healer suddenly switch gears and start dealing in something with such unclear intentions, let's say?
Yeah, no, totally. It's like a red flag, that shift. It suggests something happened, something that changed her, something tied to that whole tragedy with her husband. I mean, consumed by a shadow during a summoning ritual.
Yeah.
That's rough. And the way the story goes, her begging for mercy, it adds this layer of helplessness, you know, and maybe even resentment brewing underneath.
And then, just 3 months later, her 5-year-old daughter starts acting strange. Drawing symbols nobody can figure out. Even the local priests are baffled. And then there's the whole whispering in dead languages while asleep thing. That's not just a kid dealing with grief, right? I mean, that's something else entirely. What do you think about that? Like, how do you explain that?
It's like something from the ritual, some energy or whatever, lashed onto them. Maybe imprinted itself on the house or on the family itself. And the daughter, you know, being so innocent, maybe she was just more vulnerable to it, to these influences, let's call it. It's the violation of that innocence. That's what's so disturbing.
And then things get even weirder when those amulets start spreading around, right? It's like the strangeness follows them. Statues weeping blood. I mean, come on. That's just messed up mirrors showing dead people, doors creaking open at exactly 3:33 a.m. It's like a chain reaction of paranormal activity all triggered by these objects. It's crazy.
And then the investigators dropped this bombshell. These weren't just some trinkets. Each amulet was a summoning seal. That changes everything, right?
Yeah.
It's not passive anymore. It's active. It's intentional. So what does that tell us? I mean, going from spiritual keepsake to summoning seal, that's a huge leap. What does that say about Uspieta's journey, you know, her mindset?
It says she was up to something, something dark. And to think, the power source for all this, the source was the pure energy of her daughter's innocence. Twisted and corrupted, that's messed up, man. Taking something so good and warping it like that.
It's a classic horror trope, right? Corrupting innocence. It gets under our skin because it plays on our deepest fears, the fear of vulnerability, the fear of something sacred being defiled. It's powerful stuff. And these amulets, they weren't for protection. The source states they were channels between worlds, it says. So what was she trying to connect with? What was she letting in?
And the motivation behind it all, not to protect her daughter, not out of some messed up sense of love. No, she was after revenge against God.
Yeah.
Revenge. That's where things get really interesting, really scary. It's not just about personal tragedy anymore. It's cosmic. It's like she's trying to take on the universe itself.
Yeah.
What could drive someone to that?
I mean, it's got to be a level of despair that goes beyond human comprehension. It's like her faith was shattered, utterly destroyed. And instead of turning away, she turns against it, against God. It's this metaphysical rebellion fueled by grief and anger. That's what makes this so much more than just a sad story. Of course, we got to acknowledge this is all based on a fictional narrative. We're not claiming this actually happened. But that's what makes it so interesting to analyze, right? It's made up, but it still affects us. So what is it about this kind of darkness, this specific flavor of horror that resonates so deeply? Why does this story stick with us?
I think it's because it taps into some primal fears. The fear of the unknown, the fear of losing someone you love, the fear that darkness can lurk even in the most unexpected places.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that something meant for good, something pure, can be twisted into something evil. That's a powerful concept.
Yeah, and then we have this inspector story thing and the Instagram activity, which seems connected but has a much lighter, almost playful tone. It's a weird contrast, isn't it? All this darkness at the center, but surrounded by something almost fun.
It's strange, right? Maybe it's a way for people to deal with the heavy stuff, to engage with it at a safe distance, like a narrative buffer zone. The lighthearted stuff might make the darkness easier to swallow. Mm. Or maybe it makes it even creepier by contrast. It's hard to say.
So let's put on our tinfoil hats for a minute, channel our inner Mulder and Scully. What are the what ifs here? What could this mean if we take it seriously, even just within the story itself? Let's really dig into the possibilities here.
Okay, so what about the summoning ritual itself? Was it really a failure? Or did it work, but in a way Uspieta didn't anticipate? What if that shadow that took her husband is still around, influencing her, pushing her towards this revenge plot?
Ooh, I like that. And what if the daughter's weird behavior wasn't just a side effect, but a crucial part of how the amulets worked? Like maybe her innocence, her pure energy was the fuel source, unknowingly given and then exploited. It's kind of twisted, right?
Definitely. And it adds this layer of tragedy, this irony, right? That very person she might have been trying to protect becomes the source of her power, the weapon in her cosmic revenge scheme. It makes you wonder, was she ever really trying to help her daughter? Or was this the plan all along?
And if those amulets were channels, as the source says, what was on the other side? Were those bleeding statues and ghostly reflections just little hints of something much bigger, something trying to break through? That 3.33 a.m. thing, it can't just be a coincidence, right?
No, I don't think so. That time, it pops up a lot in folklore and ghost stories, usually connected to heightened spiritual activity or a moment of vulnerability. So maybe in this context, it's the time when the amulets were most powerful, when the veil between worlds was thinnest, and something was able to slip through just a little.
Okay, let's get even weirder. What if one of these amulets showed up today, you know, without the original power source, the daughter's innocence? What would happen? Would it just be a harmless trinket? Or could there still be some kind of echo, some leftover energy?
Right. That depends. Was the magic tied to the daughter, or is there something about the seals themselves that makes them dangerous? Maybe they'd be dormant, inactive.
Mm.
But then again, a channel, even without a strong current, might still attract something. It all comes down to the rules of this world, this story. It's all speculation.
Exactly. We don't know if it's all gone or if there's still something there. And what about Uspieta's goal? Revenge against God. That's a pretty ambitious plan. What does she have in mind? The end game? Some kind of cosmic battle? Or something more subtle, more insidious?
Honestly, I doubt it would be subtle. We're talking about someone who wants to upend the entire cosmic order, the very fabric of reality. And using her daughter's innocence to do it, that's pretty messed up, even for a fictional story.
It really makes you think about how powerful grief can be, how it can twist people, make them do terrible things. Even if it's just a story, it's a reminder that trauma can warp our intentions, lead us down dark paths.
And that whole thing about Uspieta being a healer, it adds another layer of creepiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was there always darkness inside her, waiting to come out? Or did that tragedy, that loss, transform her into something else? It makes you wonder, how fragile are good intentions? How easily can they be corrupted?
It's that unanswered question, that uncertainty, that makes it so effective, I think. Even though we know it's not real, it still gets under our skin. The innocence, the revenge, it's all so unsettling.
Totally. And the way the paranormal activity escalates with those amulets,
mm-hmm.
It suggests that the power was growing, or maybe the barrier between our world and whatever Uspieta was trying to reach was weakening. It's chilling when you think about it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Uspieta and her dark creations, what's the one thing that sticks with you? What's the most unsettling aspect of this whole story, the thing that will keep you up at night?
Honestly, is the idea that anything, even the purest, most innocent thing, can be twisted and used for evil. It's that vulnerability, that potential for corruption that really gets me. It goes beyond fiction, you know. It's a fundamental truth about the world, and that's what makes it so scary.
Yeah, I get that. It's like even in a made-up story, the message is clear. Darkness can touch anything, even innocence. And the consequences can be devastating, unpredictable. Well, thanks for joining me on this journey into the dark side. Let's hope we don't encounter any summoning seals in the near future.
Let's hope not.